Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! That's the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles gets in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about ScoresBroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Orange in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. Intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly four right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in. The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Loramie here in the third quarter. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good!
What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10. Down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line. Behind the back pass. Layup. Good! Rontaze Roberts. Rontaze Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Whew. Wow. Well, good evening, everybody. Let's hope we have a game every bit that exciting here tonight at Piqua. Fort Loramie Redskins certainly a favorite against Ansonia. It's the lower bracket sectional championship here at Garbery Gym on the camp of Piqua High School in Boys Division 4. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We've had a day of girls basketball at Troy tonight. We finish off Piqua. Last night, Rushi victorious in the upper bracket sectional championship. And tonight, Fort Loramie tries to get the job done. And the two teams, Rushi and Fort Loramie, if the Redskins win tonight, very likely on a collision course for the regional semifinals at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena a week from Tuesday. Of course, each would have to get by a district game at the UD Arena next Friday evening. We understand that Fort Loramie will play a Cincinnati winner, either Middletown Christian or Cincinnati College Prep. Nobody in that lower bracket at Taylor has a winning record.
I saw that.
And not even close. Not even close.
And the sad part is they don't play a tough schedule to go along with the fact that they don't have a winning record.
No. And the opponent for Rushi in one of the three games at the University of Dayton Arena next Friday is Emmanuel Christian, which defeated Tri-Village in a mild upset last evening. So, if the Redskins get by Ansonia tonight, they should if they play reasonably well. Although Ansonia is dangerous, they shot the three extremely well in defeating Botkins, did Ansonia, and has had a track record of shooting the three extremely well all year long. But if the Redskins can get by Ansonia, the opponent is Middletown Christian or Cincinnati College Prep at UD in one of the last two games on Friday evening. Rushi would play Emmanuel Christian that set also in one of the last two games on Friday evening. Right now, the way it's set up, Chuck, neither Rushi nor Fort Loramie, if Fort Loramie wins tonight, would play in the first game 5:30 next Friday at UD.
Okay, so we're going to have the second and the third game if both of them are there.
That's the way it's set up right now. Could be altered. You never know.
That works for me.
Yep. We're also waiting to find out what happens this week with Versailles boys and girls. Versailles boys won today. Versailles girls play against Purcell Marion on Monday night to advance to the regional. There would then be a conflict. Versailles boys and girls would both be scheduled on Wednesday night. A district game for the Versailles boys, a regional semi for the Versailles girls. Let's hope the boys get moved to Tuesday on a night when Anna already is scheduled at the UD Arena.
That would be perfect. And then our last one we're looking at are the Minster girls play New Knoxville tonight. And they
Fort Recovery. Yeah.
They get a win tonight, and they will be down in Vandalia next week also.
Yep, and the Minster Fort Recovery winner's opponent would be Tri-Village. The other matchup is set, Fort Loramie against Covington in the second game at 8 at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center on Thursday evening. Fort Loramie Redskins should be at full strength tonight. Tyler Siegel has been out primarily for precautionary reasons. Had a slight sprain to a wrist after suffering an injury at the end of the regular season. And Evan Burning re-aggravated a labrum injury. He'd had surgery on it within the last year plus, and it became a little uncomfortable. So he only saw very spot duty in the last few games. Those two young men, full strength tonight for the sectional championship against Ansonia.
Well, they did not want to use Burning against Bradford, but they were having such trouble playing defense that they stuck him out there for about half the third quarter. They got a little bit of a lead. Then they took him out, and then they ran him off the floor in the last quarter. But Tyler Siegel, they haven't had to use, saying they both should be well rested and ready to play tonight.
And while Burning was in, he got a three-point play.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I mean, that's what he does. He gets to the rim. But he's a very good defender, and that's what they needed. They were having trouble.
Dylan Braun has been spectacular here in this sectional tournament.
Well, he's been spectacular all year, but you're right. Here, his shooting has been outstanding, and he's one of those kids that when he shoots a three, you start to write it down because you're surprised if it doesn't go in.
Ansonia Tigers are coached by Chad Kramer. It's a team that's won a couple more games than they've lost throughout the regular season. It's a club which came within an eyelash of beating Rushi late in the campaign. Although Houston defeated Ansonia, Houston's only win in overtime on a night when Ansonia shot, somebody told me, he's a credible source too, 47 threes.
Wow.
Ansonia shot in that game, and they've shot half that many or better in each tournament game here at Pickwick so far.
I see them doing that tonight because their big kid, Hunter Muir, is out.
Yep.
He would have made it so they could have been competitive, I think. They just don't have any inside presence now to go against the Seagulls. And they got Devin Sink. And I think Devin Sink's going to have to keep the ball in his hand. He's going to have to put it up. And if he's hot, he can keep him in the game. If he's not shooting well, it's going to be a long night for Ansonia.
Fort Loramie now 22-2. Only one team has beaten the Redskins all year long. That was Anna. And during one of those games, the Redskins were shorthanded because of illness. Anna is a very good club, and we hope to see them in the district at the University of Dayton Arena next week. But Fort Loramie has withstood every single challenge all year long except the Anna Rockets. And Fort Loramie led the game at Anna for 3.5 quarters, and it was an Anna flurry at the end that pulled that game out of the fire.
Right. Well, Anna, like you said, Anna's a very good basketball team, and Bensman is the Dylan Braun for the Rockets. I mean, that young man can just flat out score points.
Now, Redskins have been in some pressure cooker situations this year, despite 22 wins in 24 games. And this could be a very close game. If Ansonia is making a high percentage of threes, they've got to knock down probably 40% or better to stay in this game. Clearly, Fort Loramie with a height advantage on the interior. It will be interesting to see how well Tyler Siegel performs after having had the respite due to being out for precautionary reasons. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including these in Fort Loramie: Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Also thank you to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Also, a lot of gratitude to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Plus, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Frisch's in Sydney and Troy and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Brookman's in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. The in-between just south of Bodkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Starting lineups in the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Well, defense has been a mainstay for Fort Loramie basketball throughout the season, and the Redskins have limited opposition this year to less than 40 points per game scoring. We saw what Rushi did to Jackson Center last night. The Raiders turned the tables on the Tigers, and Fort Loramie's defense has been splendid throughout this season. Fort Loramie girls stuck it to Cedarville this afternoon with outstanding defense over the final 2.5 quarters in that game. Will be interesting to see how Ansonia responds tonight to the defense performed by another fine Shelby County League program. The Shelby County League noted for outstanding defensive play. It's nitty-gritty. The Redskins will stick to Ansonia's three-point shooters, and we'll see how Ansonia responds to it. We expect Fort Loramie to work the ball mighty hard in offense and make Anna's defense flex all over the floor in hopes that the Redskins find an opening and are able to pump the ball into Tyler Siegel and get him established at the outset of the game.
Well, I mean, he hadn't played for a couple of games, and that might slow him down a little bit, but he hasn't missed that much. I think you have fresh legs. He'll be ready to play.
Opening five being introduced for Fort Loramie, Evan Burney. He's averaging 9 points a game, 5 assists, 6'1", a senior. He's joined by Nick Brandewy at guard, 6'2" tall, and a sophomore. Dylan Braun, 6'2", senior, 17 points, 4 rebounds. He's at a shooting guard spot. Austin Siegel, 6'2", senior, 6 points a game. Tyler Siegel, 6'7", a senior, 13 a game, 8 rebounds, 4 blocks per outing. Meanwhile, the Ansonia Tigers go with Aiden Sanders, 6'2", and a senior. He is averaging 4 points per game. Devin Sink, 15 points a game, 3 rebounds, 5'10", junior guard. Braden Schwab, 6 points a game, 5'10", senior on the perimeter. Logan Alexander shot the 3 extremely well in the Ansonia win over Botkins. He is a 6'1" sophomore. And he's joined on the floor by Andrew Rowland. Pound for pound, he is mighty tough on the inside. Only 5'10", averaging just 5 points a game. But I tell you what, he won't give ground to anybody. Opening tip to start the game is won by Fort Loramie. Redskins in the home white, red numbers outlined in black. And Sonia, black top to bottom. Orange numerals, orange and Sonia across the chest. Here's Burning top of the circle. Ball is flipped cross-court by Brandewy to Burning. Into the lane, Tyler Siegel. Turnaround, half-hook shot, banked in.
That's what they've been missing, that inside game. They haven't needed it because they've had Braun, but boy.
Yep, we talked about Tyler just a moment ago, leading into the opening tip. And the Redskins and head coach Corey Britton get Tyler established at the outset. Far right wing at sink for Ansonia. Gives it up on top to Aiden Sanders. Coming around to catch is Braden Swab. Swab being trailed by Austin Siegel. Ball's run out back to Roland. He played a minute. 2-0 Fort Lauderdale. Here's a drive by Sink into the top of the circle. And Burning gets a fist on the ball, knocks it away. And Sonia picks it up in the left corner. Long one by Alexander. Air ball. Long rebound, and Sonia. Here's a quick three try. Good. Braden Schwab, a 5'10 senior, lofts one in. A scattered floor after the first miss. Long loose ball rebound went to the Tigers, who pumped it home in the person of Schwab. It is 3-2 on the triple by Ansonia. Tigers up one. Here's Dylan Braun, high right. Straight away, Austin Siegel. Left corner, Nick Brandewick. Zone defense by Ansonia, as expected. Several cutters have gone through for Fort Loramie. No one in a black shirt is following. Here's Burning out of the right corner. A nifty drive as he sliced up Ansonia's defense for 2 points.
I think they're playing a box and one. They're manning up on Dylan Braun, and then they're playing zone in the other four spots.
That would make a lot of sense. Here's Ansonia, forecourt to the right. Fort Loramie up by a point, 4-3. Devin Sink, the hot shooter here in the tournament,'s got the ball. The Swab right back to Sink. Shot fake, lets it fly, 3-point land. It's straight on but hard. Rebound down to Dylan Braun. Braun took a shove from Roland, strides into the forecourt. Low left to Austin Siegel. On top to Braun. He had it in shooting position, juggled, retained it, gave it to Burning. Near side, Austin Siegel. Dylan Braun left corner. He plows into Sink. Doesn't shoot, flips it out back to Burning. Wide open player, Austin Siegel. He caught it and laid it in. Burning, brilliant assist.
They're too good a basketball team. The backside in the middle of that box is going to be open all night long.
6-3, Fort Loramie. We played 3 minutes. Midcourt with the ball, Trevor Alexander. I mentioned the Logan Alexander was starting. It's Trevor, averaging 8 a game. Oh, here's a nice play into the lane. Well done by Devin Sink. He hit a runner, a 10-footer, as he streaked right through Fort Loramie's defense. Nicely done by Sink. Trevor Alexander picks up Brandewey on the arc. Right corner, Evan Burning for Fort Loramie. He's left open. He missed it, a little lengthy. Loose ball rebound down to the Tigers, who flip it to the outside to Roland, and here comes Ansonia. 6-5 Fort Loramie, 4.5 to go in the first. Devin Sink, 25 feet away to Logan Alexander. On a weave to Swab. Behind the arc, right wing. It's Swab. He's crowded. Leans in, shoots anyway. Overshoots it. Easy rebound, Brandewey to Burning. Burning dashes down the floor for Fort Loramie. Goes baseline left, 12 feet away. Down inside to Tyler Siegel. Shot fake, up strong, and he banked it in. Tyler Siegel going to work. He's got 2 goals.
Going right over top of Roland.
8-5, Fort Loramie. 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Devin Sink, Braden Swab. Ball rotated to Trevor Alexander. Alexander, very good player. Here's a long 3-point try by Sink, fading away. It hit the back iron, no. Long rebound, Brandewey for Fort Loramie. Off and running down the court. Loops it across the bottom of the key to Dylan Braun, and it's punched out by Ansonia. Austin Siegel is out. Nathan Ratterman in for Fort Loramie. Ratterman, a 6'2 junior. Instant offense off the bench. Averaging close to 7 a game. Ball inbounded to Burning in the top of the key. Nobody went after him. He thought about passing. The lane was open. He broke right down the middle of the floor and dropped it through. Timeout at Sonia, 10-5 Fort Loramie. Half the first quarter to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Again, the winner of this game will go to the UD Arena next Friday night in one of the two last games of the evening. Opening game starts at 5:30. But Fort Loramie and Rushi will play in two separate games after that, more than likely. Exact times to be determined. Rushi's opponent already set. It's Emmanuel Christian. 3:16 to go in the first quarter. And Sonia down to 5, 10-5. Deep in the far left corner of the floor, it's Trevor Alexander. He weaves out on top, hands to Sink. Sink goes to the foul line. Brandewey waits on him. Deep right corner, Braden Schwab. Now Sink. Here's a screen right side of the floor for Hunter Buckingham. A 5'8 sophomore is in. It is no good off to the right. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Long heave down the floor to Braun. He goes opposite to Roderman. Into the post to Siegel. Little turnaround half hook from 6 feet. Skimmed off the rim, no good. Rebound is overshot by Roderman. And then Sonia rips it off the glass. 2:37 to go in the first. 10-5 Fort Loramie. Sink down the floor against Dylan Braun. Out back to Hunter Buckingham, the 5'8 soft. Goes to Aiden Sanders in the right corner. Pass straight away, Matthew Shook, 5'9 junior, in off the bench. And Sonia missing Hunter Muir, 6'4 junior, nearly 17 points a game. Played sparingly against Botkins, re-injured himself in that contest. We're down to 2:04 to go in the first quarter. Here's a step back three by Sink. Pretty good defense from Burning. The ball fell short. Fort Loramie snatched it out of the air. Threw it down to Dylan Braun. And here's a quick bullet-like pass into the lane to Ratterman over the back against Ansonia. Minute 56 to go here in the first quarter of play. 10-5, Fort Loramie in the lead. Austin Siegel, Eli Rosengarten in for the Redskins. Rosengarten, a 5'10 junior. Checking out Aiden Sanders for Ansonia. Ball inbounded to Rosengarten deep in the right corner. To Burning, high right. Dylan Braun moves into position, far right side of the floor. Burning still controls. Now he comes to this side. Goes to Rosengarten between the rings. Right flank, Braun. Burning. It's a lob to Dylan Braun. Low in the right, off his fingertips. It goes out of bounds. That's what the Redskins so patiently set up, but it was not executed.
Well, and Sonia switched to a 3-2. They went straight zone that time down. The backside was open. The pass just a little off.
90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie 10 and Ansonia 5. 25 feet out, it is Braden Schwab. He goes baseline left to Matthew Shook. He starts a drive against Austin Siegel, who chokes him off. And then Shook comes back out on the floor. Now 30 feet away at Sink. High right to Trevor Alexander. He's open, and he hits a long 23-footer. Trevor Alexander, the 6'1 senior, 8 points a game. Lofted in a beauty. 10-8, Fort Loramie but 2. We talk about Antonia's 3-point shooting in the pregame. It's been very good all year, deadly here in the tournament. It's a club that shot nearly 53-pointers in the game against Houston, the Wildcats' only win of the year. Here's Burning, baseline right for Fort Loramie. He squeezes right around the defender, took it to the rim against Matthew Shook, who fouled him. Two free throws here, Evan Burning, with the score 10-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. Chuck, when you looked at the Fort Loramie draw, initially you thought, well, looks like a piece of cake, that lower bracket. But Bradford was a stubborn opponent for 2.5 quarters, and Ansonia is far better than just 13 wins on the year.
They're far better than Bradford.
Yep. Evan Burning made a free throw, second one, hit the back iron, way up in the air, came down. Over the shoulder foul called against Ansonia.
No, I think they called a violation. He gets another free throw.
Yep, in the lane, allowing Burning to shoot again. Yep. He nailed the first one. Was a bit lengthy on the second. He's back to the stripe once more with Fort Loramie up to 3. And this one hit the back rim once, twice. Rebound, Tigers. So Burning had 2 chances to convert the second shot, did not. And with a half minute to go in the first quarter, Ansonia can tie with a 3-pointer. 25 seconds remaining. Here's Roland out on the arc. Throws it near side. Vernon gets a hand on it. And Evan tried to run down the floor without putting the ball away. Muffed it right in front of us. Good overplay by Vernon. Nearly a theft. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
He got a hand on it. Then, unfortunately, he got a foot on it.
Yeah, he drop-kicked it right in our laps.
I've taken the charge. I've saved the laptop. I've had a tough tournament.
Yeah, we've been busy here at courtside at Garber Gym the last week. Here's Aiden Sanders, 30 feet away, 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. High right to Devin Sink. On a weave, handoff to Trevor Alexander. He fades from 15, left it short. Rebound Burning, 2.5 seconds to go. Burning at midcourt, stops and pops. He didn't get it off. It was wide left. It wouldn't have counted. 11-8 Fort Laramie over Ansonia after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Don't miss out on the great array of new inventory of furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney High Quality Furniture. It's superb. You'll be impressed. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Ansonia starts the second quarter with a possession, but Fort Laramie steals. Nathan Ratterman breaks the other way. He bolts to the basket for a hard driving layup. Good overplay on top by Fort Laramie. There's a ball rolling away from Ansonia in backcourt, right beneath our banner here at courtside. And our score is broadcast.com banner stopped that ball from being kicked by Chuck or me. We would have gotten her foot on it. Ansonia with two straight turnovers in a 10-second span as Fort Laramie turns up the heat on defense. Dylan Braun, deep right corner, out back to Ratterman, spots up, shoots the three. Good! Here is full court pressure by Fort Laramie. Ratterman and Braun in backcourt put the heat on Schwab. Ansonia now down 8, 16-8, 5 quick points for the Redskins to start the second stanza. Here's Sink outside the arc on the left. Darts into the top of the key. Awkward fadeaway against Burning, who defended him nicely. It's way short. Didn't touch the rim. Here comes Dylan Braun. Tries to make a bounce pass, and that one couldn't have threaded the needle. There was no way. And Sonia got in its path and stole the ball.
Even if that gets through, I'm not sure that Tyler Siegel could make that catch around his ankles and get it up for a shot.
No, that was a real big risk. And Sonia fouled over the timeline. Was that a foul against Fort Laramie, Chuck? What did they call?
I think it was a kick.
Kick ball by the Redskins, who have picked up just one personal so far. 16-8 lead Fort Laramie. 6:28 to go in the second quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Trevor Alexander. Gives it to Sink. Burning on him. Evans giving him fits. Sink dropped it beneath the rim.
Wow.
Went all the way to the other side and hooked it up and in. Just as I say, Sink had been halted by Evan Burning. Devin Sink made a nifty move, used the iron as a shield, went below the basket, and dropped it through. 16-10 Fort Laramie. Burning with a shot fake and near walk. On the arc to Brandewey. Loops it cross-court to Rosengarten. Dylan Braun is out of the game at the moment. Burning right corner, baseline, pocket pass into Tyler Siegel. Little baby hook, short, no good. Rebound Ansonia. Looked like Tyler might have been bumped on the elbow. 5:38 to go in the second quarter. 16-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to the post to Roland. Knocked away by Tyler Siegel. And Sonia touches it, and it's gobbled up by Rosengarten. A freight train down the floor. No good. Rebound. Roderman missed it. Rebound in Sonia.
And two shots right at the rim. Couldn't get either one of them to drop.
6-point lead for Loramie, which missed a couple chippies. Just over five to play in the second. Here's Logan Alexander, or I should say Trevor Alexander, on the far side of the floor for Ansonia. He was boxed in, and Tigers head coach Chad Kramer gets a timeout. Fort Loramie up 6, 5 to play in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Big shout-outs tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze. And thank you, Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Here is Ansonia inbounding in backcourt after the timeout. Stolen, raked away by Tyler Siegel. Outlet to Dylan Braun. Stops on a dime from 15. No good. Rebound Ansonia.
I think he was halfway between shooting that straight in and banking it, and he hit the back flange.
4:50 left to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie with 6. Here's Devin Sink into the top of the circle. Handoff on the plate, Aiden Sanders. Here's a long three ball by Trevor Alexander. He switched it. Alexander's got a couple. Excellent shooter. He's already near his per-game average. And here are the Tigers shooting the three extremely well. Hanging around against Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun comes off a screen. He lets it fly. It lipped the rim. Strong rebound. Yes! Tyler Siegel on the tip. 18-13. Fort Loramie by 5. What's that, 3 field goals for Tyler, Chuck?
Yep, he's got 6.
Up the floor, Sanders for Ansonia. On a weave to Sink. Sink into the lane. Feeds a left corner to a teammate. Long three for the Tigers. It's good. Hunter Buckingham. Buckingham, a 5'8 sophomore who made a couple lengthy bombs against Botkins. Shakes loose here to make it a 2-point game. Outside the arc, high right, Dylan Braun to Burning. Another quick pass into Tyler Siegel. He spins it up and in.
They have no answer for Tyler Siegel, it's obvious.
20-16, Fort Loramie by 4, 3:38 to go, second quarter. And Sonia's gotten hot behind the arc. Tigers, for the most part this year, have shot the three ball extremely well. Inside game is not formidable. In fact, Roland is a 5'10 post player. He's now out on the arc, picked up there by Tyler Siegel. Near side it goes to Buckingham. Outside the arc on the left to Sink. 3:15 to go in the half. Here's a pass to Alexander. He bobbled it. Randowee takes it for Fort Loramie. Shake and bake move by Randowee. Right in front. Couldn't get it to go. Got the rebound. Flipped it to Dylan Braun on the arc. The short corner to Burning. Into the paint to Siegel. Power for the rim. Left it short. No good. Sink and Tyler Siegel. Not up the rebound. And Fort Loramie will keep it. 2:57 to go in the second quarter. Needless to say, Chuck, and Sonia giving a very good account of itself so far.
Well, we talked about the shooting, and they've got 1, 2, 3, got 4 threes. That's what's keeping them in the game right now.
Brandewee, baseline right, will throw in for the Redskins. He looks into the paint, tries to find Austin Siegel, can't. Goes baseline left to Dylan Braun, and it's jammed out of bounds. Good defensive effort by Matthew Shook of Ansonia. 2:56 left to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 20, Ansonia 16. Brandewey throws on the arc to Austin Siegel. Whips it left side to Dylan Braun. He's doubled. Skips it cross court to Burning. Shot fake to Austin Siegel low on the right. It's blocked from behind. Great play, Devin Sink. He crammed it. Out of bounds, Fort Loramie retains the ball once more. Tiger bench to her left, extremely fired up. Brandewey inbound once more for Fort Loramie. And Sonia zoning with their backs to the basket, and they break up the pass. It's loose. It comes out to Matthew Shook. Here's a long three, Alexander again. Good again! Trevor Alexander has cut Fort Loramie's lead to one. Alexander with three threes. Deep in the right corner, Brandewey on top to Burning. Into the post, Austin Siegel. Back to Burning. Thought about shooting, didn't. He gave it up, got it back. Now Raderman, far left side of the floor. Baseline left, Burning. Off balance, bank wow. Shot. Got it. That's big.
Nice. Tough shot.
Yep. That was a twisting jumper by Burning, who curled off a screen, and he glanced one in off the glass. 22-19 Fort Loramie. Here's another three ball. Alexander, left corner, Ansonia. No. Rebound, Dylan Broad. He hustles down the floor, goes to Raderman, right corner. Whipped inside to Austin Siegel. It's a block against Ansonia. The shot rolls off. No good. Tigers bench wanted a charge. And Austin Siegel, who did not make the shot attempt, is at the stripe with two.
I'll tell you what. I'm obviously pulling for Fort Loramie. I think that was a charge.
That could have been called offensive. It's one of those coin toss calls. Referee was on it. He sold it. We play on. Free throw is missed. Fort Loramie 22 and Sonia 19. A minute 45 to go in the second quarter. And Sonia Tigers with splendid three-point shooting. Three long balls from 6'1 senior Trevor Alexander. Austin Siegel in and out. Rebound and Sonia, which can tie with a three. In backcourt, it's Trevor Alexander. Up the right side to Aiden Sanders. 95 seconds to go, first half.
Come on, somebody slide!
Here's Matthew Shook, double-teamed. Goes behind him to Sanders. Whips it straight away to Braden Swab. Driving, foul line, sink, fading. Blocked on the play by Brandewey. Super defense. Picked off by Burning. One on four. Hits Brandewey, the trailer in the right corner. Out on top to Roderman. He lets it fly. No good off the back brace. Rebound and Sonia. 65 seconds to go in the first half. And Sonia within three, 22-19. Tigers may try to spread the floor a little bit here. Just four fouls called in the game. One on Fort Loramie, three on Ansonia. Here's a double team out high against Sink. He gives it up to Swab. 49 seconds to play. Three-point lead Fort Loramie late second quarter. Here's Sink at midcourt. Starts a drive on Braun. Enters the lane. Hooks a pass right corner to the three-point shooter. Now it's on top to Swab. Flip back out to Shook. Shook right in front of the Fort Loramie bench. Gives it to Sink. He's got room. Down the lane. Up off the window. No good. It is batted out of bounds by Roderman of Fort Loramie. 29 seconds to go in the first half. And Fort Loramie up with three. And Sonia inbounding left to the basket. They look for Alexander beneath the rim. He catches. He was shoved to Fort Loramie. No call. On the arc to Braden Swab, a long triple, rattled out, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie, 20 seconds to go in the first half. Redskins ahead by three. Evan Burning, 40 feet away, with help from head coach Corey Britton, calls out a play. Right side, Tyler Siegel, and Adam Brandewey, 7-6. Here's Braun, step back three, in and out, no good. Tyler Siegel to the rim, blocked but a foul, with 1.7 to go in the second quarter. Dylan Braun's long trifecta try was down below the rim. It was in the cylinder. It snapped out. Tyler Siegel speared the rebound. He was fouled as he went up strong. Foul shot by Tyler. Swish. 23-19 Fort Loramie. 1.7 to go in the second quarter. Second shot here by Tyler. all 10 players at this end of the floor. Somebody for Ansonia is going to have to break out. Tyler Siegel is hard. Rebound Ansonia. And it's pulled down by Shook. Handed off to Schwab. And the first half closed. First free throw was nailed by Tyler Siegel. Second one was long. And the halftime score is 23-19 Redskins, who are up by only four against the hot three-point shooting Ansonia Tigers. We're on the air here tonight thanks in part to Goffney Furniture. We were talking about Goffney a few minutes ago. Superb high-quality furniture. You'll be impressed. A fine inventory always coming in. New furniture on display at Goffney in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. That's West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie here at the half. We'll return in a moment with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Garbury Gym, campus of Pickle High School, Fort Loramie Redskins 23, and Sonia Tigers 19 at the half. Our report here at intermission, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, the equalizer is the three-point shot. Ansonia 5 for 11 from the behind the arc. That's 45%. They're getting out-rebounded 18 to 10, 8 to 2 on the offensive boards, but they have made five threes. Loramie's only made one three. There's the reason that they're still in the basketball game. They were 7 and 19. That's 36%. Loramie 10 of 22, 45%. Rebounding, like I said, 18 to 10, 8 to 2. Loramie with the advantage. Five turnovers for Ansonia. Not enough for Loramie. And Loramie turned the ball over four times. Dylan Braun only got two shots off in the first half. He was 0 for 2. Individual scoring for Ansonia. Alexander has 9. They got 4 from Devin Sink and 3 each from Buckingham and Schwab. They scored 8 and 11, 19 for the first half. Loramie led by Tyler Siegel with 9, 6 for Evan Burning, 5 for Nathan Ratterman, and 2 for Austin Siegel. They scored 11 and 12. They have a 23-19 lead at the half.
Chuck, what's Fort Loramie got to do offensively, defensively, to get some breathing room against this very pesky Ansonia team?
Well, I think the key is more defense than offense. They got to figure out a way to get a hand out there and not give them quite as good a looks on the threes, because right now that's the difference in the game. Loramie 2 of 6 from the free throw line. Ansonia hasn't gone yet, so they could have had a few more point lead, but they've missed 4 free throws.
Ansonia Tigers have gotten some looks behind the arc. I don't know that their three-point percentage is all that good.
45%.
Yep, that's good enough.
We'll take that all day long.
Well, yes, indeed. At the high school level, that is outstanding. The winner of this game advances on to a district contest next Friday night at the UD Arena. The opponent, Middletown Christian or Cincinnati College Prep. They are playing right now down at Cincinnati Taylor. The game started at 6, 2 minutes to go, and Middletown Christian leads Cincinnati College Prep 84-81. At tournament draw time, Middletown Christian had 4 victories. Anna is trailing, by the way, 25-16 early second quarter. Ooh. To Brookville in a D3 boys sectional final. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fort Loramie up by 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It's our Local Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Local promotes student academic success among student athletes in Shelby County and the Midwest Athletic Conference, and has done so since our start on Scores Broadcast 12 years ago. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. Tonight we take a look at seniors for the Fort Loramie Redskins. There are 5 of them. Evan Burning, Cody Barhorst, Dylan Braun, Austin Siegel, Tyler Siegel, 5 seniors for the Redskins. They are excellent student-athletes recognized tonight by Local Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You need true comfort at your home or business? If so, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These are two pros. They are experts. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned. It's built a quality name on developing connections, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. on the web at TomJerry's.com. Phone 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. The team at Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney gets athletes healthy and right back in the game. Physicians, trainers, therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open on Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Phone 937-498-5548 or go to wilsonhealth.org. Caring without limits. Underway third quarter, and Sonia Ball down before to Fort Loramie, 23-19. And Sonia's had a lead of a point. Fort Loramie was up 7 a minute into the second quarter at 15-8. It's now 4. Here's Devin Sink, far right side of the court. On top to Schwab, near side, Trevor Alexander, guarded by Vernon. Alexander hangs on, gives to Sink. Dylan Braun on Sink, Vernon on Alexander. Here's a deep three left corner, and Sonia, it is a bit strong, no good. It was online, too hard, pumped up there by Matthew Shook. Fort Loramie snared the rebound. Zone defense and Sonia. A minute gone, third quarter. Burning in the end of the key. Gives it outside the arc, far left to Brandewey. Brandewey motions, back to Burning. They try to shake Dylan Braun free. Instead going to Tyler Siegel. Back to Brandewey. Inside the arc, pulls up, 15-footer, no good. Rebound punched out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Looked like Roland might have touched it for Ansonia, but it's given to the Tigers. Fort Loramie missing the mid-range shots in this game. And Ansonia, thanks to some good percentage behind the arc, 45%, is hanging around. Redskins can't get breathing room. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie. Foul line. It goes on the play to Sink. Sink walked, no call. He took two or three running steps.
Yeah, they had a palm, too, so they're 0 for 2 on this.
Gave it up to Sanders, right back to Sink. He unloads. 3-point land. In and out, no good. Rebound jammed out of bounds in the corner by Ansonia. Well, we played a minute 40 here in the third quarter. Nobody scored. We're stuck at 23-19 Fort Loramie. Ryderman back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Austin Siegel sits down momentarily. Here's Burning, elbow in the left. Goes to Dylan Braun, left corner. Into Tyler Siegel, opposite to Burning. Low on the right to Ryderman, spin move, six-footer, danced off the rim, no. Great rebound, Dylan Braun. No again, but he's hacked on the arm, and Dylan Braun gets two.
Well, that's something we don't talk about enough. That kid can absolute sky. He's a good rebounder.
Yeah, at 6'1 and a half or so, Dylan Braun is one of the best rebounding guards at that size in the region, without question. Fort Loramie just can't finish around the rim. Redskins have had a lot of nickel and dime stuff close in just to skip around the rim and skid off. First free throw, Dylan Braun is in there. Second shot to Dylan on the way, rolling good. 25-19. Fort Loramie up 6. We play 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Midcourt on the dribble, Aiden Sanders for Ansonia. He starts into the top of the key, stops. Flips it back out 25 feet away to teammate Reese Stommen. 5'9 freshman is in. And Sonia trying to spread the floor at the moment and compress some of the seconds and minutes off the clock here in the third period. Devin Sink's got the ball right in front of the scorer's broadcast.com webcast table. He's hanging on to it. Nick Brandewey doesn't charge out and pick him up closely. There is no 5-second count going on at the moment. Still 5:16 to go in the third quarter. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie. And Sonia yet to dent the scoring column in the second half. Here's Stommen 30 feet away. Close to being doubled by Rodham and Brandewey. Stommen dribbles through them and then throws it out of bounds in the left corner. And Sonia got a little too cute for its own good right there.
Yeah, they did. I mean, I like the fact they want to slow it down, spread it a little bit. I thought what they were trying to do, because Siegel's having to guard a perimeter player, Tyler, but they never got him the ball to go one-on-one with
him. Nope. And Sonia never tried to take advantage of it. That was an oversight offensively by the Tigers. Redskins attempt to capitalize. High dribble out front by Evan Burning to Brandewee on top to Dylan Braun. Being guarded very closely by Braden Schwab. Straight away Burning. High post Tyler Siegel foul line. Opposite to Braun in the left corner. Little jab step into the lane. Hand off to Tyler Siegel. Up and in with the left hand. Assist Dylan Braun.
Penetration into the lane will get you in trouble every time, especially if you got a big man to dump it to.
Braun with a good head fake. Two defenders floated by him. He bolted into the lane area and dished it off to Tyler Siegel, who closed it out. Braun nearly taking the ball away at the head of the key. Sink still controls for Antonia, which is down by eight. Here is a traveling move by Sink through the lane, and the official says he took a shove before the walk. Common foul, out of bounds, Antonia baseline left of the rim. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Tigers yet to put a point on the board in the second half. It's lobbed in 25 feet away to Matthew Shook, and off to Devin Sink. Burning checks him. Sink at the elbow on the left. Squeezes off a 10-footer. Great defense by Burning. Air ball out of bounds.
I'll tell you what, he's never had anybody guard him like Burning guards you.
We talked about that in the pregame. The Fort Loramie Shelby County League nitty-gritty defense that won't let you out of its sight. Has Antonia faced that this year? No. They're getting a dose of it tonight.
I just got a text. Anna has tied it at halftime, 26-26.
Good. Fine. Brookville, Anna, all even. Tyler Siegel in the paint. Out back to Braun for a triple. Got it. And the Redskins have reeled off seven straight to start the third quarter. And Sonia hasn't recorded a point in 4.5 minutes. And Fort Loramie's up 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rishi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rishi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rishi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rishi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
We salute Carl Arnes at Brookins, new owner-manager of Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. At 12 years of superb service offered by Dale and Joyce Barhorst. Now it's Carl's turn. He's tweaked the menu just a little. He's got a late-night menu for you. Outstanding food continues, as always, at Brookins. Specialty sandwiches, pizza, the pork chop special, and more at Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Wedding rehearsals, anniversaries, birthdays, family gatherings, a lot of room at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. No place like Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. On the web at brookins-usa.com. Your food is always cooked fresh at Brookins. And don't forget the pork chop special tonight at Brookins. Well, after the timeout by Ansonia, a long three-pointer was missed short. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Dylan Braun sprinted down the floor, was challenged in the lane and fouled on a 10-footer. He just stepped over the free throw line, though, on his first free throw, which went in. So it's taken away. His second one is in there.
We had a shot fake on the three. They bid on it, and he got the ball to the rim. Almost had the three-point play there.
31-19 in favor of Fort Loramie, but 12. And Sonia's not scored in 5 minutes. Here at the beginning of the second half. On the arc with the ball, it's Schwab. Out of Sink. They weave it to Sanders. Deep in the right corner, it's Sink again. He's hemmed in. Rodman all over him. Below the rim to Shook. Shook reverses. Yes! Woo! What a play by Matthew Shook. Looked like he had nowhere to go. He made the most of it. Here's Evan Burning darting down the floor for Fort Loramie in traffic. And it's kicked out of bounds by Ansonia.
He shot that right over top of Tyler Siegel. That doesn't happen very often.
Well done by Shook. And with 2:35 to go in the third quarter, Ansonia records its first bucket of this second half. Devin Sink gets a brief respite. He comes out for head coach Chad Kramer right in front of us. Fort Laramie inbounds below the basket. Oh, there's a lot of congestion, a cluster of players. Redskin bench is furious with the call.
Well, the shot was obviously blocked. Obviously blocked.
Out of bounds to Ansonia. Many people here at Garber Gym thought the possession belonged to Fort Laramie. The refs were right on it. Here's Shook, deep left corner, goes baseline, stops. Picked off by Tyler Siegel. On the dribble, 25 feet away. It's Hunter Buckingham for Ansonia. Deep three, left side, Matthew Shook. Off to the right. Dylan Braun's got it. Redskins up 10, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Braun down inside, intended for Tyler Siegel. It's off the mark, out of bounds.
That's just a tough, trying to pass the ball off the dribble to your postman. Yeah. Not you got to stop, get an angle, get the ball to him, be solid with it.
Yeah, that was a key. There really wasn't a good angle. The passer needed to take one more dribble to the right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 10-point lead, Fort Laramie. Minute 45 to go in the third. Far right wing, it is Alexander out high to Roland. He hasn't touched it much. 25 feet away, it is Buckingham. Buckingham through the top of the circle, near side Roland. Fort Laramie up 10, 90 seconds to go, third quarter. And Sonia's got 2 points in the second half. Here's a jump stop in the lane by Trevor Alexander. Then he looped it up from 10 feet away. It is off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. Evan Burning over the timeline. 65 seconds left in the third. Burning drives, short corner, dumps it down to Tyler Siegel. He bakes it in off the window. Good assist, Burning. Timeout called, Redskins. 104 left in the third. Fort Laramie up a dozen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
The Fort Laramie Redskins have managed to stretch this out to 12. That's about how many points Tyler Siegel's got, right, Chuck? A dozen, maybe?
13.
Yep. No, it was close. He's got a free throw. Six baskets on the inside. You stretch those field goals together, they might not be 30 feet long. And we have a whistle in Ansonia's half court. Carter Mesher holding away from the action. Carter on the floor for the first time tonight for Fort Laramie. 54.8 to go, third period. Ansonia behind by 12, 33-21. Well, inbound, left to the rim. The playmaker, Braden Swab. Now Swab goes to the sideline in favor of Aiden Sanders. Fort Laramie needs to find Devin Sink. He's below the rim, pops out in the lane, catches it, banks it up, blew it.
Wow.
Had one from point blank range. Dance off the rim. Fort Laramie runs the floor. Roderman gets a great assist from Brandewee. Roderman for two. What a play by Brandewee. He threw a laser 40 feet down the floor.
A huge four-point swing that time.
Redskins up 14. Fort Laramie running the floor extremely well, as they always do. Sink forces up a long one against Brandewee. Way short. And the Redskins have got the Tigers in trouble now as Brandewee rumbles up the floor. He took a shoulder from Sink, who is clearly frustrated right now.
Well, not only was that a forced up three, but it was a forced up three with 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. You want a good shot out of that. The worst you want to be is down 14. Now they could be down 16.
35-21, Fort Laramie, 21.9 to go here in the third quarter. Brandewee inbounds to Burning. Burning 30 feet away. Redskins will play for one, down to 12, 11, 10, 9. Burning veers off to the left, still 25 feet out. Gets a screen from Dylan Braun. Burning behind the back, into the paint. Knocked away by Ansonia. Loose in the right corner. Tyler Siegel's got it. gets away a 17-foot fader. It is no good. He might have been bumped as he shot it. If so, he'll get two free throws after time has expired. Yep, that's the case. Two free throws for Tyler Siegel. And the announcement has just been made by Mr. Bachman at Pickwick that the Fort Laramie girls won the sectional title today, defeating Cedarville by 12 points at Troy. The Fort Laramie girls are across the way down to the right. Tyler Siegel misses the foul shot. It's hard off the heel.
They all came here on the team bus from Troy after they ate, and they got a nice ovation from the crowd as they all walked in with their medals around their necks.
Second shot, Tyler Siegel, good. There's the third quarter score. Fort Laramie limits Ansonia to two in the entire third period, and the Redskins are up 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
We are also online tonight thanks to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. A big tire sale always. You'll never get tired of it at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt. Free pickup and delivery, too, by M&A Muffler and Tires. M&A Muffler and Tires, your one-stop tire shop. Baseline drive burning to start the fourth quarter. Then he loops it to Rosengarten, opposite corner. Redskins run clock. Here's Braun, baseline left, short corner, in the paint, Austin Siegel. Small jump shot is good.
Now they attacked that 1-3-1 that Ansonia started the quarter, and they attacked it very well. Went diagonal, got the jump shot out of it.
Nicely done by the Redskins. We're up 17. This is what Fort Laramie's D will do to you. Ansonia nearly shut out through the first 9 minutes of the second half. Only one field goal. Here's Trevor Alexander, 25 feet away against Burning. Goes baseline. Now gives it up to Buckingham. He's 30 feet out. Hand off to Sink. Sink takes a 30-footer. Missed it off the back brace. Boy, you're really frustrated, Chuck, when you've got to settle for that.
Yeah, that's not exactly the shot you want. But at this point, I guess anything's okay.
6:40 to go in the game. Rosengarten, right corner, Fort Laramie. Baseline left, short corner, Dylan Braun. Double team, triple team. On the arc to Roderman. Short, no good on the triple. Rebounded by Ansonia, baseline left. Yanked down nicely by Alexander. Outlet to Sanders. Sanders romps down the floor, in the paint, on the dead run. No good, off the back iron. That was a little cripple right in front, couldn't finish. Ansonia stuck at 21 still. Tigers at 19 at the half. In 8 minutes, 2 points. Rosengarten to Braun, right side. Left side to Burning. Burning 35 feet away. Short corner pass, Austin Siegel on top, Rosengarten, right flank, Dylan Braun, spots up, shoots the three, missed it off the heel, tip up, good, Austin Siegel, wow, that was about a 5 foot tip in by Austin Siegel, amazing, incredible tip by Siegel, that's the play of the tournament right there.
That was impressive.
Long three by Ansonia, Sink again, in and out, short rebound in the paint by Sanders of Ansonia. It's smacked away by Dylan Braun. Outlet to Burning. Here comes Fort Laramie. Right wing Rosengarten to Burning. Fakes left, goes right. Has his arm taken off. The ball was shaken loose by Ansonia. No foul. The other way, it's Braden Schwab in the lane. Right corner three by Buckingham. Swish! Buckingham connects. Only the second bucket for Ansonia. here in the second half. 5:09 to go. Redskins up 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Just over five to play in the fourth. Four team fouls on Ansonia, which settles back into a zone with Fort Loramie leading with 16.
Biggest crowd of the tournament for sure tonight.
Oh, yeah, the rafters, the upper deck, both sides have got a lot of people in them. Here's Burning, deep right corner, Roderman. Redskins ended the year in the final AP poll, ranked fourth, I think. So a lot of fans from the general area here in the Garbery Gym to see the fourth-ranked Redskins. Rushi won the upper bracket sectional final last evening with a great performance against Jackson Center, 37-21. Fort Loramie up 16 at the moment. 4:40 to go here in the fourth. Bad pass into the lane through the hands of Tyler Siegel. Picked up, though, by Fort Loramie. The attack restarts. Burning drives. Bounce pass to Rodham and low on the right to Tyler Siegel to Burning. Short jumper. Good. Little four-footer by Burning as Tyler Siegel made the extra pass. It paid off. 4:16 left in the fourth. And Sonia with 5 points in the second half. Here's a drive by Buckingham, overshot it. Rebound, Tyler Siegel. Outlet to Braun on the giddy-up, and he's called for traveling. Braun caught the ball across the center line, and he was in the speed-up mode when he caught it. He took a couple running steps before he hit the hardwood with the basketball, and it was spotted by the referee. Happened so fast, I think a lot of officials would have missed it.
I was waiting for the Heisman pose.
3:56 to go in the fourth.
That was a travel.
Yes, it sure was. Not called against Ansonia. Outside the arc on the left is Buckingham. Looks for the cutter, can't find one. Dylan Braun on him very tightly, and it's a double dribble by Buckingham. 42-24 in favor of Fort Loramie with 3:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Ansonia bench looking around, wondering where that call came from.
I have to admit, it's right in front of us. I didn't see it.
30 feet away, Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Near side to Braun, far left wing to Burning. Fort Loramie spreads the floor big time. Five team fouls on Ansonia. The lead is 18 for the Redskins. Fort Loramie giving up 38 points a game. That defensive yield will continue to drop after tonight. Ansonia working on a five-point second half. Here's Dylan Braun, 30 feet away, 3 minutes remaining in the game. Brandewee, near side, Burning. Fort Loramie and Rushi, one more win away at the district tournament next Friday from colliding a week from Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena in a regional semifinal.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Burning dribbles through traffic, hands off to Brandewee. Brandewee at center circle. 2:46 to go. Ansonia not fouling, and head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie gets a timeout. Shout outs to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And we say thank you to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. The in-between, south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. 2:25 to go in the game. Fort Loramie playing pitch and catch 30 feet away. Brandewee foul line. Backdoor Dylan Braun. Layup. Got it.
Everybody saw it coming, but the guy defending Dylan.
And Sonya went napping. Fort Loramie capitalized. Redskins simply lulled the Tigers to sleep on that one. 25 feet away, Sanders for Ansonia to the foul line. Right side pass, Braden Schwab. Starts a drive, checked by Rosengarten. Gives it to the cutter in the lane. Reverse layup, Trevor Alexander short, and Fort Loramie comes away with it. A minute 50 to go. Head coach Corey Britton gets another timeout. Wholesale substitutions as Fort Loramie has expanded the lead to 44 to 24. A minute 49 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Just subbing people.
Yep. Head coach Britton of the Redskins wants to get as many young men in there as possible.
Check them.
And Chuck, you may need to help me a little bit. We see that Mason Kemper is in.
Kemper's in. Let's see. That is Jake Ratterman.
Yep.
Carter. And Cody Barhorst.
And Carter Mesher and Eli Rosengarten are still out there. And Sonya has subbed a bit too. Under a couple minutes remaining. 20-point lead for Fort Loramie.
Matthew Ferrier's out there. He's new.
Here's a dribble drive of Mesher outside the arc on the left. Gives it up to Kemper. Kemper is bodied, not fouled. It goes to Barhorst, 20 feet away. Mesher glides into the paint. Redskins flip it around, 90 seconds to go. Give and go back to Kemper. Overshoots, no good. Rebound down to Ansonia. Minute 20 to go in the game. 44-24, Fort Loramie, which has restricted Ansonia to 5 points, two field goals in the entire second half of this game. There's a drive by Ansonia right down the lane. It's on the rim, comes off. Rebound, Fort Loramie, whistle, foul.
Just got a text. Anna now leads 39-30 at the end of three.
Yeah, Anna was down by close to double digits in the first half and is now up by nine. Anna scheduled to play on Tuesday. Let's hope that remains, and the Versailles boys are moved away from a conflict with the Versailles girls on Wednesday to Tuesday with Anna. That would be a very exciting Division III boys doubleheader. Anna one game, Versailles another game on Tuesday night at UD. Fort Loramie with a miss. Ansonia on a drive, foul against the Redskins. Nate Ratterman picks it up. 52.8 to go. I said Nate. I should have said Jake Ratterman. Two free throws here for Ansonia. Whistle blows and a lane violation committed by the Tigers.
Three shooters have stepped over the line tonight. Yeah. You don't see that very often.
No, not at all. Mitchell Burning coming in for Fort Loramie, along with Nolan Burning, too.
End of the ball game for the Redskins.
Second foul shot for Ansonia after the first was nullified. It's no good. It's long. Ball loose in the left corner, and it's poked away out of bounds by the Tigers. Fort Loramie will bring it down. 50.7 remaining. This was a nip-and-tuck halftime game, Chuck, 23-19.
Yep.
What's happened since then?
Well, they scored 3 points or 5 points for the second half, so that you're not going to win too many games scoring 5 points and a half.
Fort Loramie's defense, very stingy again. Here's Barhorst, long three-pointer, got it! Cody Barhorst bombs away.
You like to see the senior come out and do that.
The senior, Cody Barhorst, poured one in from distance. 47-24, Fort Loramie. Ansonia down to 19 seconds. Dribble drive through the lane. Ball lost is out of bounds. Fort Loramie possession, 18.4 left. And major wholesale changes for Ansonia. Peyton Setzer, a 6'4 junior, is in. Ethan Fisher, 5'5", sophomore, is in. Also out there on the floor is Reese Stammen. He's been in there for several minutes. The clock winds down. There's the buzzer. That's it. Fort Loramie defeats Ansonia. It was a struggle through two quarters, 23-19 at the half. But Fort Loramie dumps the Tigers 47-24 to advance to a UD Boys Division IV district game next Friday night. It'll be Rushi in one game, Fort Loramie in another, or it might be Fort Loramie in the first game before Rushi, and then Rushi in the nightcap. Tentatively, there is a game scheduled for 5:30 that won't involve Fort Loramie or Rushi. Maybe the final score of the game down in Taylor was just announced. Was that correct?
Yeah, 101-99, I think. Who are the two teams?
Cincinnati College Prep and Middletown Christian.
I think. Hang on.
Dwayne, who won that game? Who won the game that they're playing?
Middletown Christian was ahead. 84-81. Middletown Christian led
101-99 in overtime.
Wow. Woo. They must have been counting. Every layup is 3 points in that game. My goodness.
That's a lot of points, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be run and gun for the Fort Loramie game next Friday evening. Middletown Christian rolled up 101 in overtime tonight against Cincinnati College Prep. Middletown Christian against Fort Loramie in one district championship game next Friday evening. And in the other district championship game next Friday evening that we'll cover, it's Rushi against Emmanuel Christian. The official order of those two games, we don't know as of yet. Everything will be announced tomorrow by the Southwest District Athletic Board. Just go to the website, swdab.org. 47-24 Redskins. Understand that Anna is leading Brookville. That game is midway through the second half. If the Rockets prevail, we've got Anna in one game on Tuesday night, a boys Division III district at UD. Hopefully the Versailles game will be swapped out from Wednesday to Tuesday to avoid a conflict with the Versailles girls, who will be in the Springfield Regional on Wednesday, provided the Versailles girls beat Purcell Marion tomorrow night in a postponed game. So that's a look at the week ahead. Of course, Division IV girls regional play is next Thursday. Fort Loramie against Covington, and the Minster Fort Recovery winner from tonight will take on Tri-Village in the first game of two on that evening next Thursday at Vandalia Butler. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at TomJerry's.com. You talk about defense from Fort Loramie. It was suffocating over the last two quarters. Adjustments from head coach Corey Britton and his club at the halftime break. And Sonia was hot behind the arc in the first two quarters, shooting 45%. Five measly points for Ansonia in the second half of this game tonight. And Fort Loramie stormed to a 23-point victory after being up by only four, 23-19 at intermission.
Well, I mean, you can look at some things. 34-15 rebounding advantage. That's amazing. Turnovers, actually, not that far off. 30-6, Loramie had the advantage in the paint. There's your key right there. I mean,
yes.
Hey, there's,
yep.
And they slowed them down. They slowed them down in the second half, shooting the threes, where they were. Let's see, where were they were? 3 of 5 in the first half. And then they were 1 of 8 in the second half.
There you go.
There's your difference.
Redskins were outstanding in the middle of the floor, got the ball below the foul line. How many did Tyler Siegel wind up with, Chuck?
Siegel ended up with 14 points and 8 rebounds and 2 block shots.
Redskins missed some chippies in the first two quarters. Should have been up by maybe six or eight anyway, led by only four at the halftime break. Some close-in shots didn't fall, but Fort Loramie turned it up a notch in the second half, defensively, offensively. It looked to me like Evan Burning was real close to 100%, if not right there.
Yep.
In fact, he had his arm yanked, maybe both of them, on one play in the second half when he darted into the lane. A foul could have been called. It wasn't. But, boy, he got jerked all around in that play. Seemed to come out of it fine. And Tyler Siegel didn't miss a beat.
No, he looked 100% yeah. Also.
What was Fort Loramie at the free throw line, Chuck?
6-12, and that got better. They were 4-6 in the second half after only shooting 2-6 in the first.
Well, the Redskins need to do better at the stripe, that's for sure. Understand that Anna does lead Brookville 39-30 at the end of the third quarter. We'll take a quick break, then return. Understand we've got a few shout-outs fed to us. 47-24, Redskins win it. Back with more from here at Garbery Gym in Piqua on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, we just received word that Fort Loramie head coach Corey Britton's grandfather, aunt, and uncle have been joining us all night long and throughout the tournament from down in the state of Florida. We salute them. They were listening to us loud and clear. They received us, and in exchange, they are sending back to us 85 degrees.
I'll take that. I'll tell you what, I'll take 60.
Corey Britton is on the hardwood across the way. Maybe we can get his attention and perhaps get a couple words from Corey. Let's do our Clancy's Award winners, our break for Clancy's, then return in maybe a couple minutes with Corey Britton. Chuck?
Well, look at the scoring. Tyler Siegel had 14 coming back from his wrist injury. 9 for Burning, 8 for Braun, 7 for Nathan Ratterman, 6 for Austin Siegel. Very balanced. On the other side, no one double figures. They got 9 out of Logan Alexander. All 3 threes he hit in the first half. Other than that, really, they got Sink, who needed to have a big game, ended up with 4, also all in the first half. Obviously, not a lot of scoring in the second half if you scored 5 points.
And Tyler Siegel is our Clancy's Award winner.
Yep, he's going to win it. 14 points, and he was terrific coming back from his wrist injury.
At Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie, and M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, along with Brookins in Fort Loramie, now owned and managed by Carl Arnes. Kudos to Carl. He is now in charge. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie as well. Thank you all very much. Corey Britton, head coach of the Redskins, joins us here at Courtside following Fort Loramie's lower bracket sectional championship win over Ansonia by a final score of 47-24. Ansonia, coach, shot the three ball very well first half. You knew they would try to light it up. They did. They stayed in the ball game. I thought Tyler Siegel, Evan Burning both looked 100%. And Sonya just made shots in the first two quarters. You tightened the screws defensively, made some halftime adjustments. Tell us what happened.
I thought a lot of the credit goes to Ansonia. Their scheme was really good in the first half, and their kids made plays. We got lost a couple times on some screens, but I thought when we talked about things at halftime and we went back to what we talked about for 2 days, chasing over the top and making them put the ball on the deck, and I thought our kids did a great job. Evan, I mean, our perimeter players, I mean, they stretch you about as wide as they can stretch you down here. I mean, they go sideline to sideline, so we were doing a lot of chasing. But
yep.
Our kids did a terrific job. I mean, holding any team to 5 points, let alone a team with that much firepower in the second half, is impressive.
Now, you thumped him in the paint. Tyler Siegel was outstanding. Pleased with his play after being out for a couple games?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't practice for about a week and a half. He didn't start practice until the beginning of last week, so... we got a long way to go, but he was good tonight. Evan was very, very good tonight. I mean, we having to play without those two starters, I don't care who you have to play, that's tough to do in tournament time. So with those guys coming back, it gave us a shot of confidence, I think.
Your bench play, assess it for us.
Our bench has been there all year long. I mean, we got pieces. Nathan played really well tonight. Eli, when he was in, played well, and then Carter's just he's our little Tasmanian devil. And when he comes in, I tell you what, if you're not going to play as hard as Carter Mesher, you're going to get exposed. Carter didn't play basketball for us last year. It took a little some time to get him going, but he's a big piece to our puzzle. I mean, he comes in, he's just a lockdown guy that's going to put pressure on the ball.
Hey, congrats. Cody Barhorst steps on the floor late fourth quarter and drains a 25-footer.
That's what basketball's all about right there. It's more than the wins and losses. Cody will remember that forever. I was happy we were able to get him that bucket late in the game. And he's put a lot of time in the last 4 years, so I'm proud of him the way he's handled things. He's been amazing through it all, so I was happy that ball went in.
Corey Britton, head coach of Fort Loramie, which has just won the lower bracket sectional championship, boys division 4 here at Piqua, 47-24 over Ansonia. Shout outs from you to all of your listeners. Can you get all that done in the next 5 minutes?
My list goes on and on. I got my uncle works in Alabama. He's listening. I got family in Worcester, Toledo. Everybody's probably listening to the game. I'm very blessed to come from a great family that supports basketball the way they do. I mean, my parents have played 25 games this year, and my parents are 25 for 25 coming from Toledo this year.
Wow,
so
wow.
They'll go home tonight, and they'll be back next Friday night. So,
In which state do you not have family listening?
I don't know if I have 5 minutes that I could talk about that.
Okay, what's the plan of attack now for the next week? You're in the UD District Tournament next Friday evening. Rushi's in one game. Fort Loramie's in one. I think your opponent's Middletown Christian.
Yeah, they beat CCPA, it sounds like, tonight. We watched them on Tuesday night. We got some homework to do. That's probably more of a Cincinnati Christian thing than it is a Middletown Christian thing. They got good size. They got a couple 6'6 kids and got a 6'3 lengthy guard. They're going to be a handful. They play zone, so, I mean, that scares you right there is all you need to know. So they're going to sit in a 1-2-2 zone, and we're going to have to shoot the ball well and execute. But, hey, we're excited to be back down there. We'll get to that cross that bridge when it comes on Monday.
Okay, now you're yielding about 38 points a game. They scored, Middletown Christian did, 101?
Yeah. did
they get 3 points down there for layups or what?
I'll tell you this much. That's the team they played, Cincinnati College Prep, played with five kids on Tuesday night and scored 81. So that tells you anything about them. They can go. They're pretty good. So, Middletown Christian must be really good if they beat that College Prep team. So we'll go back to work Monday. We'll prepare, and hopefully we'll have our best performance Friday night and try to get back to the regional.
It sounds like your defense may be supremely tested next Friday evening.
I think from here on out, we're going to be supremely tested. So, hey, we're just excited to keep playing. So, hopefully.
Hey,
I hope so. Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Have a good one.
Head coach Corey Britton of the Fort Loramie Redskins, whose club defeated Ansonia tonight 47-24, was not easy through the first two quarters. It was 23-19 at the halftime break. But then Fort Loramie rolled on, Chuck.
Well, they won by 23, and they outscored them 30-6 in the paint. So you tell me where the win was.
Yep, and congrats to the Fort Loramie girls who won this afternoon, downing Cedarville by 12 in a girls Division IV district championship at Troy. Tri-Village won, Covington won. Those three schools will join tonight's Minster Fort Recovery winner in a next Thursday Vandalia Butler Division IV regional semifinal. Anna boys won by 13 over Brookville. Anna plays on Tuesday. Understand that Minster is ahead of the Fort Recovery girls by 8 in the fourth quarter up at Wapakoneta. So more than likely, it's going to be Tri-Village and Minster in game one next Thursday at Vandalia Butler.
That's going to be a monster.
Yeah, at 6:15 and Fort Loramie Covington in the nightcap. And I think in, the opponent for Anna on Tuesday night would be the Purcell boys, I believe. I think that's correct. Yeah. And I'm not sure who Versailles would play. Deer Park, perhaps. I may be wrong. I may be a little premature. But, of course, the Versailles girls have got to beat the Purcell girls in a rescheduled game Monday night to earn a berth in the Division III girls regional on Wednesday night. A lot of fun, a lot of basketball here today. We conclude an eight-game week. An eight-game week concluded here tonight. In fact, 16 games. 16 games in the last 8 days. 16 games in the last 8 days, and I am still muttering some sounds. Yeah. You were? Thank you so much. Thanks. Anna did win. Anna boys won. Anna girls were beaten this afternoon by Williamsburg. Rushi girls lost. We covered that game. I thought you said you were listening to that game earlier. You couldn't have been listening to that one, because if you were, been a fun 9-day period here on scoresbroadcast.com. 16 games, count them, 16. And we've got a busy week coming up. We'll have about 8 or 9 more games from Tuesday to Saturday next week. So we'll cover about 25 games in 15, 16 days. And we're the games to watch next week, every single one of them.
We want Fort Loramie and Marissa to win so we can have a
regional survival. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Piqua. Our next webcast on scoresbroadcast.com will be Tuesday evening, exact game time. We are not sure. Could be changes made on the Southwest District Athletic Board website tomorrow. Hopefully the Anna game stays put on Tuesday. Hopefully Versailles boys are moved from Wednesday to Tuesday.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, we can bring you a superb boys Division III twin bill from the UD Arena on Tuesday night. Wednesday, very possibly, girls Division III from Springfield, minus Anna, of course, including Versailles, hopefully. Thursday, girls Division IV from Vandalia Butler. Fort Loramie and Rushi boys in district action at UD next Friday. And then next Saturday afternoon, 1:30, girls Division III regional final. That evening, girls Division IV regional final at 7:30. And that sums it all up.
I was going to say, that might keep me busy and out of trouble.
I think I've got this memorized after 13 years on Scores broadcast.
Yeah.
Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Garbury Gym at Piqua. Fort Loramie girls won this afternoon. Rushi girls were defeated. Covington won. They all advanced to the regional, joining perhaps Minster, which leads Fort Recovery midway fourth quarter tonight. And here at Garbury Gym, the last two evenings, Rushi and Fort Loramie boys have won. They are in the boys Division IV district next Friday at the UD Arena. Final score, last time tonight, 47-24, Fort Loramie, Downs, and Sonia. As the Redskins advance on, Fort Loramie finished the regular season 20-2. Head coach Corey Britton's team now 23-2 through 25 games. Good night, everybody, on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.